Beaver Believers! Welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver, where we have with us in studio today...
We have Mike from Portland.
And we also have...
Dave in California. Hey, Ted. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
Yo, Dave, what's up?
What's up, gentlemen?
Man, not much at all, but for you, everyone out there, today on the show, we have for you the Queers, Mr. T Experience, Screeching Weasel, and Vendetta Red. In the spirit of February or St. Valentine's, these will all be love songs for the retarded. So enjoy. We've all had some crazy weather here, which I think we'll start off our show with today.
Yeah, we've had some pretty crazy weather the last 2-3 weeks with lots of snow. And we don't get that much snow in Portland area, in the Northwest, so it's pretty crazy.
Ted was nice enough to make a video entitled Snow Day. He shared with his friends, and I thought it was excellent. Well done, Ted.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, that was inspired by our snow. We got copious amounts for that was stuck around for a week. Copious fluffy white gelatinous globs sticking all over. So it was fun, and yeah, it was a good time. But enough of our weather. Let's just break into our music extravaganza.
Yeah, our first love song today is from The Queers. It's called Janelle Janelle. It's from the Don't Back Down album, and you can check out more about The Queers at www.thequeersrock.com.
Something about the girls up in a BC standing alone in the back of the room. She's just trying to fit in, but it's hard. She's never spoken to anyone. Don't worry, cause you got me. I wanna see your smile on your face. No more tears today.
And that was Janelle Janelle by The Queers off Don't Back Down. Drop The Queers at www.thequeersrock.com. And Mike, I just had to ask. I understand that you just came back from an awesome trip in Europe. I want to hear some more info on that.
Yeah, you're right, Dave. I just got back from a trip to Paris and Amsterdam for about 10 days, and I had an awesome time. I tried to sample as many European beers as I could. I probably drank nice. About 15 different types of beer when I was over there.
Any of them that you particularly like?
Yeah, good question.
I really liked a beer. It was kind of like a light beer, maybe like a Bud or a Coors. It was called 1664, but it tasted better than Bud and Coors, but it's like the cheap French beer. Called 1664.
Really?
And okay. I had this one beer, it's called Desperados from It's actually from France, but I think it was made in Mexico. But it was a tequila beer. So it tasted like tequila.
Oh, weird.
But it was Arca. It was kind of strange flavor.
That is
but
weird.
I really liked the 1664, and there's a bunch of other beers I tried. And I went to the Heineken Brewery. I went to the Eiffel Tower. I went to Notre Dame. I went to the Louvre.
That sounds awesome.
A shit ton of art. You know, tons of stuff.
A shit ton of art.
That's
a shit ton of art.
Christian, I remember. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of stuff. It was really cool. I pretty much drank. Ate lots of good food. I had a really great time. I went with two of my friends. And then I met up with my roommate and Dan and Chris there, too, in Amsterdam for one night. In Amsterdam, you can get the girls in Amsterdam, which is cool.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it was really cool. It was an awesome trip. I had a great time.
Well, right on.
Dave, you're actually leaving Europe here shortly as well.
Yes. Like Mike just
got back and you're taking off.
And I'm on my way. So, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Paris like Mike did, but I'm going to Italy.
Well, what are you going to do in Italy while you're visiting?
You know, it's still wide open. I got my ticket last week, and I'm going to go check out, like, the Vatican. I'm going to go check out some chapels. You know, just go check out everything. Take the train, probably get a Euro pass, like maybe a two-country Euro rail pass.
Eat a shit ton and, of Italian food.
Dude, I think I will, man. I think it
will.
I think that will happen.
The pizza in Italy is pretty good.
Oh, man. Yeah, everything sounds good. But I'm going to go to Bologna. So
well, if anyone out there has tips for Dave while he's visiting Italy, write us at timelybeaver@gmail.com and we'll get Dave those Italian tips.
Yes, thank you, Ted. And please, people, be generous.
Yes, donate today to the Save Dave Fund. Or the Send Dave to Italy Fund.
Help Dave get that. I know, exactly. Instead of where all of us, where Dave.
Where in the world is Dave? Anyways, our next musical guest is the Mr. T Experience from Love is Dead. Find more Mr. T Experience information at mtxstarship.com. Yes, you heard me right. mtxstarship.com. And here once again is the Mr. T Experience with I'm Like Yeah, But She's Like No.
Boy needs good, girl teases boy. Boy looks for something to destroy. He is into her, she's onto him. And that's the way it's always been. She'll be with you if you want her to. Unless she finds out that you do, then somehow she won't wanna be. It turns around so suddenly. And I'm like, yeah, and she's all no. And I'm like, come on, baby, let's go. She's like, I don't think so. You flip the board, and you're lying in pieces on the floor. I'm like, oh, and she's like, hey. And I'm like, come on, baby, let's go. And she's like, that's okay, and I'm going. Every day, I just wanna say I love her madly, but I do it so badly. But when I do, I can get through. It should be the reason she's stay out in the distance. There's no or less on gamesmanship. And these are ships that I can't board or keep in order or afford. I'm like, yeah, but she's all no. And I'm like, come on, baby, let's go. And she's like, I don't think so. And I'm going. I'm going.
Mr. T Experience with I'm Like Yeah, But She's Like No from Love is Dead. You can check them out at, this is kind of weird, www.mtxstarship.com.
Well, yeah. So have either of you seen any good shows recently?
You know, funny that you mentioned that, Ted. In Amsterdam, I went to a bar and they had a house band that played, the band that typically plays with the bar. And they invited people to come play with them. So this Japanese guy comes up with a really nice guitar and starts playing some songs with them. And one of the songs he played was Lynyrd Skynyrd, Simple Man. And the Japanese guy was the lead singer. And he had a heavy Japanese accent. So it was really funny.
Oh, man, there's like karaoke in there, huh, Mike?
Yeah, it was.
Well, here are some other shows that I think some people should be checking out. We have Ben Queller. He's doing a West Coast tour down the coast from Canada to San Diego, so check him out.
We also have the Circle Jerks. They're going to be playing a couple shows at the end of this month and beginning of next month, so go check them out.
Then we got 30 Seconds to Mars. They're kind of going all over the place. They got the West Coast, the South, the East Coast, the Midwest, and some of Canada, too.
Now, I know this is one of me and Dave's favorite bands back in the day, but Swingin' Utters is doing a California tour, so check them out in San Francisco and Bay Area. So check them out if you're in the Bay Area.
The next band is going to start off. They're going to be all over the country hopping here. They're going to start in America, go to Europe, and then come back to America. This is Census Fail. Go check them out. They happen to come to your neck of the woods.
Then the next one is actually a tour with Gather the Ashes, First to Last, Motion City Soundtrack, and Matchbox Romance, the Epitaph Tour, and they're going all over the United States as well. They got some West Coast dates where they start at, and they cruise over to Texas and the Midwest, and then end off at the East Coast over in the New York area.
That's good stuff. A lot of good bands, too.
A lot of good bands. So we're on the kickoff to the spring and summer concert season, so get out there and check out some sweet bands.
Oh, yeah, indeed. So.
And those are our recommendations, so check them out.
Get on it, people. Anyways, I'd like to introduce another band. This is a band that Ted and I guess, were listening to over 10 years ago now. This is Screeching Weasel. It's a song called Stupid Over You, and get ready for this song title, Boogada Boogada Boogada, and it's at weasel.littlesite.com. Here they are with Stupid Over You.
Madonna, I'm in love, but don't make too much sense. When I saw you on TV, this sounds so ridiculous. But I can't help the way I feel when I look at your chubby face. Oh no. Sandra, I don't understand how you always do it. The world's most lucky man is in Jerry Lewis. A David Letterman, I wish I was your.
Screeching Weasel with Stupid Over You. Find more information on them at weasels.littletype.com. And as many of you know, that's good. As many of you know, it's fucking February. So what do we think of when we think of February? We think of Valentine's Day. And so are you guys doing anything for Valentine's Day before we go here?
Well, I don't really have any plans. You know, I'm not really dating anybody right now. I went on one date last month before my trip. So I think I'm probably going to go to a strip bar and get drunk.
Nice, man. Nice. Well, if you would like to contact Mike, dial #499 on your telephone right now.
Or send an email to...
Or send an email to timelybeaver@gmail.com.
Include a photo of your age.
#499 is the subject line.
Please include a photo of your age, your likes, your dislikes.
All right. Well, everyone, have yourself a good February. Get some loving if you can. There's some yummy, yummy punk rock girls out there who want to hold your hand.
Yeah, you guys have a good time. I had a great time today. And have a happy Valentine's Day and have a good February.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ted. Good show.
Good show indeed.
So to end off our love song themed Valentine's Day show, we had this band that actually broke up last year. So sad to say. They're from Seattle. This is Vendetta Red with Three Chord Valentine from their Cut Your Noose EP. Check them out at www.vendettared.com.
You say it out!